Hey friend, I'm Mike McCurry, and this is Bible Tract Echoes. We've switched things up, we've mixed things up just a little bit here in my office where I'm coming to you from. Today, I have my brother-in-law, Austin Marriott, on the mic with me. Well, he has his own microphone, but we're going to be doing some staff interviews this week. You say, why are you doing that? Well, number one, to mix it up, because you folks have the, I would say privilege, but I say that sarcastically, of hearing me every single day, 5 days a week. And so a new voice is a great thing, but also because I am so thankful for the team that God has assembled here at Bible Tracks. And so we're going to jump right in and you'll catch on as we go along. But Brother Austin, thanks for joining me today.
Good morning.
Now, you have some experience with radio, getting to do some different things, a Saturday morning live segment on our home church's radio station.
Correct.
Get to co-host that. But we've known each other for a good long while, longer than Bible Tracks, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Yes. And so we are married to sisters, you, Rachel, the eldest of the Woodward family daughters. And I'm married to Rebecca, the second eldest there. And we have been, you see, you've been in the family for how long now? How long married?
Coming up on 16 years.
16 years. Yep. And I've been in the family for only 10. I'm almost 11 now, actually. But introduce yourself to the folks. Give your name and maybe wife and kids and all that stuff. And just let them know a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So as Mike has mentioned, my name's Austin Marriott. And I have been married to Rachel Woodward, now Marriott, for coming up on in June will be 16 years. We have two children, Adelaide, Louise, and Lemuel Paul. And Addie will be turning 11 this year, and Lemuel will be 7 this year. And time is flying way too fast. Grew up in a Christian home and had an unbelievable privilege of effectively being in church 7 days a week or nearby the church building in some way, shape, or form. And just ministry has been my life, and I'm very, very thankful that God has allowed me to serve Him.
Amen. Now, your time with Bible Tracks technically predates mine by just a little while.
Correct.
I became familiar with the ministry just a little bit before that, but long story short, back November timeframe, maybe late October, it would have been 2019. Do you remember those good old days back then before we were talking about pandemics and all that type of stuff? We didn't know what we were walking into. Nobody really did.
That's
but
right.
My predecessor, Mark Smith, a good man of God, and his wife, Nancy, had been with the ministry for 15 years, and God had called them into the pastorate. And you kind of, the Lord allowed you to kind of bridge a gap there for a short period of time before I wasn't able to come until January 1st of 2020. And due to just some scheduling things and some commitments that Brother Mark had made to the church he's now pastoring in Pennsylvania, he was leaving October or thereabouts, early November. And so the Lord allowed you and actually our mother-in-law, Miss Cindy,
right,
and Brother Todd Loflum, who we're going to talk to tomorrow on the broadcast. God allowed you folks to kind of just bridge a gap, as I said. Talk to us about, for those that are listening, maybe unfamiliar with you, maybe it's their first time listening, or maybe they've known a Bible Tracks. They know about Paul Levine and all that type of stuff. They've heard your name. Maybe I've mentioned it, but talk about how your role has kind of morphed over these past years, what it was like walking through the doors for the first time and
Sure. Drinking
from a fire hose and then where it is today.
Right.
Still drinking from a fire hose.
Exactly. The fire hose is not turned off. And no, it was a privilege when we got word that Brother McCurry was going to come on staff at Bible Tracks and kind of take the reins and work with the ministry, and knowing the timeline and that there was a need there. Mm-hmm. And talking with our pastor, my father-in-law, mm-hmm, and as being the youth pastor at our church, and looking at how can we help Micah, our brother-in-law, a friend, co-laborer in ministry, how can we help him continue this ministry and not have any problems arise. And 3 months of pause did not sound like a good idea.
Right.
And so
it's hard. Once you shut something off, it's hard to restart it.
Correct.
So, yeah, we keep the momentum going.
Exactly. And so Brother and Mrs. Smith had done such a great job with the ministry and just really brought it to a place that was just ready to jump off to another level.
Absolutely.
And so we had the opportunity to come in and glean from them. And I remember setting up a phone and recording everything Miss Nancy Howard was saying, because I was just clueless to all of the ins and outs, the intricacies of operating a ministry, mm-hmm, of this magnitude,
right,
of and the impact and effect that Bible Tracks had predating us just was amazing.
Right.
And just something that I was never aware of. And it was unfortunately just didn't really know about the ministry up until this point. And so gleaning from Miss Nancy Howard, gleaning from Mrs. Smith and Brother Mark, and it was just incredible a little overwhelming knowing that in just a couple of weeks they're gone and we have to figure this out on our own. But it was a wonderful experience, and just really enjoyed getting to interact with people. That's one of the things that I love most about our ministries, because most of the time, 99% of the time, the people we deal with either want to donate to send gospel tracts or want to order gospel tracts because they have a desire. And everyone we're talking to has a desire to see people saved, to see lives changed, to see the gospel of Jesus Christ just be spread around the world. And that's just an incredible thing. It's so refreshing to talk to those individuals who passionately want to share the gospel. There's so many Christians in the world today who could care less. It's that they got their free ticket out of hell and they're okay with just living their life. And the people that our partners that we interact with, those of you listening today, so many of you have just a passion to share the gospel, and that's just a wonderful thing. And I'm excited that we get to partner with you and enable you giving those free gospel materials.
Amen. And truly, I mean, it's funny, you're saying things that I, in a slightly different way, but saying things I say almost on a daily basis on Bible Tract Echoes. But hopefully those of you out there listening, you understand that this is something we as a team feel. This is like a ministry-wide sentiment. Yeah. Like, we're thankful that we get to partner with the people we do. The people listening right now, even if, when I say just, please understand how I say it. Even if you are just a listener to this radio broadcast, truly, that means something to us. We're thankful for that. But especially those of you that pray for us and then maybe personally invest in the ministry, and those of you that use gospel tracts. I mean, I say it so many times in so many churches. The 2 million tracts that are on our shelves in the warehouse do no one any good where they are right now. Right. And so we need people like you, Brother Austin, to be a part of getting them into people's hands, but we have to have the people with hands to put them in. It's kind of a symbiotic relationship, and we're thankful for how the Lord has led this way. In that vein, there are so many stories that we could recount of how God has used this ministry even just during these last 4 years. But if you had to pick maybe a story, or maybe even a broader general a way that you've seen this ministry impact people's lives, would there be one thing that you could zoom in on from your perspective, what you do, that you say, when I wake up every day, I don't dread going to Bible tracts whatsoever? Well, multitude of reasons, but because we get to see this happen, what would that be for you?
I think the story that first comes to my mind are the event that took place. I remember when we first came on, as you mentioned, it was 2019, and going into a very tumultuous year of 2020. Mm-hmm. Up until that point, you know, looking at all the records and tracking all the different tracks and things that we had done, the quantity of tracks that had gone out of specific titles. And as the pandemic started and COVID was running rampant and all the different things that were going on there, how the Lord led you to write your first gospel track, basically, called Overwhelmed. It was interesting as we navigated that path, because you and I both are very studious of we try to be good stewards of the finances of Bible Track, and we are very, very cautious on things. And so going into a realm of, we're going to print our track or our first thing of someone that's something that's not, wasn't Dr. Paul's, we were cautious. Right. And I remember we were trying to figure out how many to print. And I think the number you and I came up with was, let's just try 10,000. Because normally we print in multitudes of thousands and hundreds of thousands. And a friend of yours talked to you and said, you know, I really think this track could gain some traction. Maybe you should print 30,000.
Yeah.
And we were cautious. I don't know, that's a lot. And so, but we followed his advice and we printed 30,000. And before we even got those in house, we had over 100,000 in orders.
Right.
And so we had immediately started printing and printing and printing. And that year, I think over 1 million of that track went out.
Right.
And it was a track for such a time as this, and God greatly used it, and people needed something because they were overwhelmed. We didn't know what was going on, and we didn't know who to believe. And there was a lot of people that were overwhelmed. People who received the track to pass out were overwhelmed, and that track was so greatly received.
Amen.
And it was just incredible to see God use that, and kind of just as a two guys green in the track ministry, but the Lord used that tool in an unbelievable way.
Funny enough, I actually just filed a note and jotted a note back to a dear lady who sent me just to the director of the ministry, whoever wrote this, she may have actually, if I go back and look at it, she may have actually sent it addressed to Paul Levine, because there's so many folks that don't know he had passed away. He passed away in 96,
right.
But it's not one of those things where not everyone reads the Bloomington Normal obituary to find that out. And so I realized that, and we reference our founder so often, I can understand why right. Someone might think he's still around. But she talked about that track Overwhelmed in here in 2024. She sent a note in saying, I read that track, and as a Christian, it helped her. And of course, we're thankful for so many lost people that have told us they accepted Christ, but to know that it helped her. And then you got to think, and I mentioned this, is that, well, continue to use the gospel tracks. If it helped you that much as a Christian, maybe it'll help a lost person. Right. And so that's just one, and we have 40, 45 different titles. Yeah. And so that's just one of them. And so many of them speak to specific needs that people have. It's an incredible a blessing. Last 2 minutes or so, what would be something that you'd want our listeners to know about the ministry that maybe not wouldn't be as obvious to them? I talk about a lot of different things with the ministry, but maybe from your perspective, even if it's something I've said before, what would be something that you'd say, I would love to communicate this to our listeners for Bible Tract Echoes?
I think the first thing that comes to mind, and maybe that's not the best way to pursue it, but that's what came to mind. So we're gonna go with that. I would love for them to understand how seriously we take this ministry.
Amen.
That we're not flippant in our decisions. Every move we make, every choice that we pursue, directions that we go, are filled with prayer and filled with counsel. We're very thankful for the men who affect the ministry. I'm thankful that our director is not young and arrogant and thinks he knows everything. He's very pushes forward and he's very strong, but he also seeks counsel. I would like the listeners to know that we take your prayers very seriously. We covet them immensely. Then if the Lord so chooses and leads you to donate to our ministry, every single dollar that comes in, we take seriously.
Amen.
We evaluate constantly and are constantly looking how to save even pennies. And the reason for that, this is my philosophy being the, I guess my title, I guess we haven't really gone through that. I'm the director of operations. And so every single thing we evaluate constantly to try to save money in order, because for me, every dollar saved is another 10, 15 tracks printed.
Amen.
And that's how we view it. And so I would like our listeners to know that your donation is safe with us. We take it very, very seriously. We are very studious in that we're not frivolous. We try to put the best foot forward to honor the Lord. Amen. And to honor your investment in us.
Amen. We're thankful for each and every one of you that tunes into this broadcast. We're very thankful for those that partner with us, especially those that partner with us in prayer. All this week, we're going to be talking to different staff members here at BTI, and I'd love for you to chime in. And thank you so much for listening to Bible Tract Echoes. I'm Mike McCurry, your host. Thank you, Brother Austin, for joining us, and we'll talk to you all tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Bible Tract Echoes, a ministry of Bible Tracts Incorporated. If you would like to receive a free sample booklet of all of our tracts, you can contact us by calling 309-828-6888. That's 309-828-6888. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 130, Dwight, Illinois 60420. A faster way to contact us is to go to our website at BibleTracksInc.org. That's BibleTracksInc.org. There you will find more information about our ministry and details on how you can support Bible Tracts Incorporated. Thanks for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you as you serve Him.